Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For people with special needs and their caregivers, inclusion is both a word and a challenge. For parents of those with special needs, education represents just one goal. Once school is complete, it's time to find a job, and many families may find they have to overcome barriers in the professional world. I'm Rob Hart, and this week on At Issue, we talked to a Chicago businessman and philanthropist who is on a personal mission to help people with special needs find a job. And we talked to a recent college graduate who wants to follow his dreams. Alex Picios, principal at Aleco Capital, former president and CEO of Cinespace, Chicago Film Studios, and founder of the Alexander S. Picios Family Foundation. Thank you for joining us this morning on At Issue. And you work with Gateway to Learning. That is one of the organizations that is aligned with the foundation. And Alex, you know, what does Gateway to Learning do, and why is it so important to you?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to me. Starting the foundation I started after I sold Cinespace, I wanted to give back again to the community like we did with Cinecares, which was creating jobs for black and brown kids out of high school. So once we sold Cinespace, my father was a special education teacher, CPS, for over 35 years. And I have a history of dealing with special needs kids in high school. I was a special education gym helper, and then I also tutor a lot of autistic kids growing up. So when I sat back and decided what to do after selling Cinespace and starting the foundation, I wanted to reconnect with that. And one of the things my father always told me was when he was at Northside Learning Center that after 21 years old, a lot of these young adults don't have a place to work, you know, and unfortunately what it does is, he says, they end up staying at home, not moving around a lot, not exercising, not keeping, you know, not keeping their mind sharp. So I wanted to do something about it, and I reached out to Gateway to Learning, and I wanted to, provide an effort for training and making connections with real job opportunities for young adults with disabilities.
Now, how has the conversation changed around special education, thinking back to your father's experience and your own experiences in tutoring? You know, how has that space evolved through today?
Look, I think if you go back to when I was in high school, there definitely was more of a stigma, you know, and now I believe that it's not. You know, I believe now it's we have to look at these individuals who they really are, which is special, right? And it's about outreaching and helping them. And the capabilities are incredible. You know, that's a big part of what I'm trying to do, is let these business owners understand that, hey, you have these young adults that want to work, that want to feel needed, that want to put an honest day's work in, and they should have the opportunity. And unfortunately, I think it's something that's not talked about enough. You know, there's a funny stat that, you know, currently Illinois is ranked 44th nationwide for supporting individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. You know, we're in dire need of more employment opportunities.
And then the one of the words that you hear an awful lot is inclusion. And it is a word that guides policy in school. It is also a word that that guides professional organizations. When you hear inclusion, Alex, what comes to mind?
You know, when I think of the word inclusion, I think about opening your arms and including people in. You know, inclusion is a word that, you know, is we're not supposed to segregate. We're not supposed to look at people for anything than who they are, right? And to sit there and believe that people do not hire people for certain reasons, whether it be ethnicity, religion, or special needs. I mean, it's painstaking and it's sad.
Now, I'm thinking back to, you know, I have friends of mine who have children who have special needs, and that governs where you live. You go based on what school system has the best resources for you and your particular needs. And one thing that I have discovered from following their journey is that funding, both state and federal, can be a very stressful situation. I mean, we talk about it in terms of headlines, but if you live in a household in which funding for a nonprofit or for your school district is in jeopardy or in question at any given time for whatever reason, it's a very stressful situation. So we do have a government shutdown underway right now as of this taping. And how is that affecting Gateway to Learning and also just special education in terms of federal resources?
You know, it's sad that even before what's going on right now, I mean, there's a Chicago Public School Northside Learning Center that I went to. My father actually worked there, and I went there with my family. And to see that, you know, the gym floor looked like a water wave park. There was no signage. There was things there that I couldn't believe I was seeing. Schools like this need more help than regular schools, right? I mean, how is somebody in a wheelchair or going to be able to, you know, run around in a gym when you have waves in the floors? And so I think what's happening now, of course, with the government shutdown is horrendous. And this is only going to set those schools back even more and set those individuals back even more. But what's going on right now. But even before that, I got to be honest with you, the stuff I've been seeing visiting certain schools, there needs to be more advocacy for it. There has to be, it's definitely needs to be more on the list of what's important to, I think, the politicians of Illinois and Chicago. And I think it's something that's kind of swept under the rug. It's not talked about enough. So starting the foundation, it's real important to me to get good individuals out there to get the message out, to start talking more to the politicians and putting this more on top of their list, not on the bottom of the list.
Now, something that Gateway to Learning, one of the most important elements of its mission is helping people find employment. And I want to welcome in Sean O'Rourke, who is in the Employment Services Program right now. Sean, thank you for joining us. And you're a college graduate. You went to Columbia College. You got a bachelor's degree in comedy writing and also in performance. And that includes internships at Comedy Sports and the Red Kite Theater. You took classes at Second City. So what did you learn as part of your performing curriculum?
Well, I learned is that doing my time at Second City is that the best way to be funny is to try not to be funny, be yourself and turn up the volume up to 11 and the rest will follow. And at Columbia, my creativity was put to the test big time. I had to do things that I never had to do before. And that's write screenplays and monologues and paperwork of that on my own. And once I really got the hang of it, I said to myself, you know what? I really enjoy writing all this material. It's bringing out some talents in me that I never really, really knew I had, and getting to work with some other fun-loving people that love to love to make their peers laugh. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. I mean, Chicago Improv and Theater has given me a lot of fun times throughout my life since I moved back to the city of Chicago back in 2007 after I attended a boarding school there in Massachusetts for 5 years. And I wouldn't trade them for anything in the world.
Now, when it comes to learning about improv, and I took a Second City class as well, and the one thing you learn about improvisational comedy is that, as you pointed out, the comedy comes secondary. It's learning about how to work in a group of people and carry on somebody else's concept. It's really more of a lesson in cooperation and collaboration before anything else. And did you discover that along the way as well?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
And then also just going on stage, it's a very profound experience for people where all of a sudden you're on stage, you're by yourself, you're in the spotlight. Maybe you see the audience, maybe you don't. But did you find in your experience on stage as part of doing these internships and doing these classes that you found something inside yourself that you didn't know you had until you stepped out of that stage?
Oh, yes. I even did some student shows there, especially doing my very last semester at Columbia, performing in front of all of our family and friends. And all the material that we got to write, we got to actually perform it on the stage. And it's one of the best nights of my life.
Now, we are talking about special needs education and employment with Sean O'Rourke and with Alex Pisios, who is the former president and CEO of Cinespace and also a major donor to Gateway to Learning. Now, one of Gateway to Learning's missions, as we mentioned, was finding employment. So you've graduated from Columbia College, and now you are moving into the working world. And what are you encountering as you are trying to find a job?
Well, I've met some good people. I had a really good meeting with some of the folks over at Goodman Theater and other theaters as well. Well, feel like me and my job counselor, Sarah Marison, are really close to being able to make a breakthrough in the theater department.
Now, you mentioned you have a counselor. How is Gateway to Learning kind of helping you accomplish that dream and making sure, you know, you're going to go into a place that's, you know, is really going to, you're going to thrive?
Oh, I think it's been tremendously helpful so far. I mean, Sarah's awesome. She's really gone above and beyond for me, helping me, like, making breakthroughs that I don't think I would have been able to do myself. I mean, we've been at it for a year now, but we've been very persistent, and I'm very confident that that I will find employment in my desired field pretty soon.
Now, what is your first love? Is it writing or performing?
Oh, it's performing. I just love going up on stage and making a complete fool out of myself for other people's amusement. It's no better feeling in the world like it.
Well, a lot of long and legendary careers, that has been their organizing principle. So with Gateway to Learning, Alex, when someone has a dream, they want to accomplish that dream, and making sure all the workplace stars line up. What are some of the factors under consideration?
You know, it's really getting, you know, other family foundations and other business leaders to hear us, like us today. And the way I've always said it is giving opportunities and doing the right thing. It just makes business sense to have hardworking employees with smiles and terrific attitudes to asset to any organization. I've seen these individuals in action. They follow instructions. They work hard. They show up on time. They're ready to work, and they can be relied on more than anybody else that an employee can hire. And I think today is really about getting the word out and giving opportunities. You know, the opportunities just aren't there enough right now, and that's why I'm calling out for other people to other employers to give everyone a chance.
Now, ideally, Alex, in your perfect world where these opportunities exist, what are does it just cover the entire spectrum of professional life and all sorts of different disciplines and jobs and practices?
You know, it really depends on the individual, right? The young adult, you know, there's obviously different ranges that they're capable of doing, but you know, it can be from, you know, working at a comedy show and making a bunch of people laugh to stocking things, you know, on a shelf. It can be from greeting people. I mean, you think of all these big companies like a Walmart
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like a Walmart or a Target, you know, they always have people standing there greeting. And these young individuals in my life have the greatest smiles. All they want to do is make people happy. And they're the perfect type of person to hire, I think.
Now that's step one. What are steps two and beyond? Once you get the job, and how far down the road to independent living does that take you?
That's a great question. And I think if we start somewhere like this, and I think like we're talking about, and you keep that individual young adult working until they're older. Gateway, we actually have a couple individuals that are in their 50s and 60s. One works at an Ace Hardware right now that we were at a couple weeks ago. You know, there's insurance involved. There's full-time job. There's independence. This individual lives by himself, right? And this is all this is about is feeling good about yourself, feeling independent about yourself. And just like all of us like to go home after a day work and, you know, have something to eat and watch some TV and relax and get ready for our next day. Well, so do these young adults, right? It's just about giving them that opportunity to feel it.
Now, Sean, when you're trying to find that opportunity, you know, your first love is performing. You want to be on stage. You want to make people laugh. How do you plan to get there? And how will Gateway to Learning help you get into a job in theater or in comedy or in writing or in production that will allow you to be the performer that you want to be?
Well, obviously, I mean, you have to start someplace, and I'll be honest, I do have some limited work history, so I think it would be important for me, like, have a starting place, like maybe an usher role, which I do have experience in, which I worked at Comedy Sports, where I showed people their table and made sure they had the fun old time that they deserve, and eventually, as I go on to, like, establish myself there and gain more experience, work hard, and make all my bosses and employees love me, I'll move on, and then I'll maybe move on up to something bigger and make a career out of it, and even make a career out of what's more important to me, and that's going up there and performing and making people laugh until they die of excessive laughter.
Well, I mean, there are so many stories of comedians and performers who, you know, their first job was, you know, doorman at the Comedy Store or a bartender, and they were just around, and then they did their set, or they found and they managed to get themselves into the into the performing rotation. So even just, you know, being an usher, that could be the foot in the door.
Yeah, I think so too. And I believe it or not, I actually would not be opposed to learning how to bartend, because I think that'll definitely help me interact with people and improve my social skills and give me a fun place to start for laughs.
Now, and that, on top of that, like, let's say the most important skill that you can probably get from either being an usher or being a bartender or even performing is just a comfort from being around people. And that can serve you well in any number of professions above and beyond just being an entertainer.
Yes, it most certainly can. Like, you could even make some friends, or hell, if you get really lucky, you can even meet the love of your life there.
Now, everybody brings their own experiences into their comedy. And Sean, how have your experiences kind of not only informed your performances, but also your writing too?
Well, I've learned to like take my own personal experiences and be able to poke fun at them. Like, I have what used to be known as Asperger's syndrome, like it's autism spectrum disorder or whatever it is now. I don't really know. And usually they say people like me are special, so take that for what you will. And so like one important joke that I've learned to use is that when I check out from this earth, and I hope it says on my tombstone, it goes, "Here lies Sean O'Rourke. He got too special for this world, so he went to an even more special place."
That's good. That's very good. Now, Alex, we've learned so much about diagnoses and what certain conditions are, and something that may have had one name 30 years ago and a different name 20 years ago has a different name today. And we know, not only know more, give it a different name, but also have different treatment plans for it. And what, you know, outside of Gateway to Learning, and also just in your experience in general, you know, how has that made things easier for people, but also for their caregivers?
Yeah, I think, we speak a lot more openly than we did 30 years ago about a lot of things, if you just look at our world today compared to 30 years ago. But I think with the young adults here, you're able to talk more about what they're capable of, you know, of doing. Just like, again, just like I'm not capable of building a house, right? But I'm capable of not doing too many things, to be honest with you, but I'm capable of doing some things, you know. And what it is finding the right fit for these individuals. And I think what he was talking about before, about think about the social skills, think about just going to work every morning and feeling like you're part of something, talking to people, making friends. And again, at the end of this all, no, we're not looking to these employers as a handout. This is going to be a job. There's going to be a job description. There's going to be hours you got to put in, and it's putting exactly what that individual is capable of doing, and not taking someone and saying, "Hey, you got to do engineering on this brick wall," or you know, "You have to go figure out this NASA formula." It's putting them in places to succeed. And I think the main thing in all employers, no matter who the person is, you know, loyal, hardworking, and honest, right? And all we're looking is for these young adults to fit into that, call it triangle, right? And they're capable of filling into that just like anybody else can.
You're listening to At Issue on WBBM News Radio. We are talking about inclusivity, education, and employment for people with special needs with Alex Picios and Sean O'Rourke, who is a participant with Gateway to Learning. And hopefully, if all goes well for Sean, a gateway to stardom, or at least regular work in entertainment after education at Columbia College and numerous internships at comedy clubs and theaters in the Chicago area. Let's talk about culture. And I'll start with you, Alex. And that is, for decades, we talk about inclusivity. There is always pushback against it and a pushback against inclusive language by some. 30 years ago, we called it political correctness. Now it's called woke. And there has been a school of thought, especially recently, that true freedom is the ability to say terrible things about people, and that saying certain types of words, that's freedom right there. And I hear about that and I think, well, you know, that doesn't, you know, that's not the knee slapper it used to be for me. And for someone who's been involved in special education, your family's been involved in special education, and you're funding foundations that are trying to help people, how does that rhetoric land with you?
It doesn't land well at all. You know, the world is an ugly place already. You know, we all go through, everyone is going through something every day in everyone's life. You know, I'm going through something and you're going through something. And it's so sad the way that people feel that saying hurtful, bad things gives them a sense of freedom in their language. And, you know, anybody can say whatever they want to say. I think, you know, everyone needs to go back to, I think, feeling what's good in your heart and doing the right thing. You know, and just helping people. You know, I think the world we live in right now has become so segregated and so separated, and there's a lot of hate out there, which I grew up with two immigrant parents from Greece, you know, and they came to this country and got educated, and my mother made wedding gowns and my dad decided to go to school, and I never used to hear the hateful things that we hear nowadays, and it really is a problem. And I think it drives me more it shouldn't be like that. I have four kids, and my four kids know right from wrong. And, you know, there used to be a time when, you know, the saying was, you know, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. I heard that a million times in my life, and that's how I still live my life. And hopefully we can get back there soon, and hopefully we can use all this positive energy with Gateway to help with that.
And I want to back up just a little bit. We talked about how a lack of financial resources is a real problem for special education, but let's talk about human resources, because there are some people who can be listening right now, and they have big hearts, and they could be inspired to serve. And what do you want to say to this person?
I'd say please reach out to Gateway. And there are people there that are waiting for you to call. And we have capable young adults that are looking to work. And I bet any employer out there or family foundation that's looking to outreach and to help, we definitely can work with you. Just give us an opportunity. And it's not just you're changing. If you just help one young adult, you're changing one young adult's life. And I think in this world, if you can change one life before you close your eyes, is a good thing. But obviously, we would like to do with hundreds and thousands of those type of young adults.
Sean O'Rourke, who's working with Gateway to Learning, I'm going to give you the last word. Where would you like to see yourself, let's say, 5 years from now with all the work that you've been doing? Saturday Night Live or maybe that's not ambitious enough?
Well, Saturday Night Live would be pretty darn cool, considering obviously some of the all-time greats have been there. And 5 years, I hope I could be like maybe working like higher up is somewhere in the theater industry, maybe doing a few shows, and maybe even some work where I even have to travel and maybe a suit and tie.
Now, when you're doing all of this work to get really fulfill that performing dream, do you do a lot of writing too? Just kind of keep working on your material?
Oh yeah. I've been I've continued to be pretty active with my writing.
Now, what do you have a message or, you know, what kind of lesson or advice you'd like to impart to someone who is like you and trying to make their way in the world professionally based on what you have learned with Gateway to Learning?
Well, I would say to those people, like, if anybody's saying, we don't need somebody like that, just say ignore them. Those people don't have a clue what you're talking about. When they say you're special, we really mean it. I mean, you're more smarter and more capable than you absolutely know. And when somebody gives you a fair, honest chance to do something in this life, I trust that you are going to hit it right out of the park and maybe win over some hearts and minds in the process. And I know I've been doing that for most of my life, and continue to do so until the day I die.
Sean O'Rourke, thank you so much for joining us today, and really good luck to you. You know, we're pulling for you, and we want to see you on TV. We want to see you in the credits one day.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, I love seeing that gorgeous face of mine on TV.
And then, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. And once again, you know, good luck with Gateway to Learning. And if people want to kind of follow up on what they are doing, what should they do?
Just reach out to Gateway to Learning. I mean, you can always reach out to our family foundation, Alexander SPCO's Family Foundation. Both have websites, and we can definitely help anyone that is looking to be part of our cause and part of our goals.
Alex Picios and Sean O'Rourke, thank you for joining us this week on At Issue. If you want to hear the program again, you can find it at WBBMNewsRadio.com, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app. Join us next weekend for another edition of At Issue. Until then, I'm Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.